A new study has found that improving recycling habits could lead to significant financial gains compared to the current incomes earned from recycled waste in Australia. Isabella Guzman reports.
Australia could be making over $300 million on recycled waste a year, but the high levels of contamination have slashed profits to $4 million, according to a new report. The research by EY's Climate Change points to Australia's co-mingled system, where all recycle goes in one bin, as a big part of the problem. Terence J. Redman, sustainability partner for EY Climate Change, says the co-mingled system might not be the best method anymore because it produces a lot of contamination.
Co-mingled started off trying to get all recyclables out of the landfill, so that was the concept behind it. The problem with it is that co-mingled is creating contamination. There are things that are ending up in there that shouldn't be in there. The other part is that there's cross-contamination between food that might be in plastic and other things, as well as glass that's breaking up, that's contaminating the rest of the recyclables. So the primary issue is, how do we better source separate recyclables between glass, cardboard and paper, and plastic, as well as metal?
These high contamination rates have led to a lot of countries closing their doors on Australian waste. China alone has halted more than 1 million tons of Australian waste exports after it changed its rules for accepting waste last year. Simon Mathewson is the CFO of Licella Holdings, which owns IQ Renew, an Australia company that uses a patented technology called catalytic hydrothermal reactor to turn end-of-life plastics into oil and fuel. Mr. Mathewson says there needs to be investment in the infrastructure needed to deal with our own waste.
It's happened all around the world, so it's not just Australia, it's basically every country. They've all been sending it to China. And what they were doing is that they were looking for, you take a large bale or a ton of plastic, and they were being sent to China, and they were pulling out the plastic which they could recycle themselves. They were just leaving everything else. So they have now rightfully said, it's your waste, you need to deal with it. And what happens is, we don't have the infrastructure in Australia to be able to deal with that. We need to invest in the infrastructure to allow us to deal with our own waste. The contamination piece is more a method of stopping people send it. So you can still send your waste technically to China. However, the percentage of what they call contamination is so minuscule that really none of our infrastructure can really meet that.
Dr. Trevor Thornton, lecturer in hazardous materials management at Deakin University, says we can't rely on other countries and need to develop a market for recycling in Australia.
We have, at the moment, no markets to sell the materials, you know, the plastics, the glass, the metals and so on, and that's a problem. What it means is that we really need to get Australian businesses buying the materials, because then they have value. We shouldn't be relying on overseas markets, but for Australian businesses to buy it, that we've got to improve the at-source separation and significantly reduce the contamination.
Mr. Jurenam says the first step is better education around how to recycle.
One is to focus on educating and labelling. So how do we sort of educate the community and better label packaging and so on, so that we can better separate it at source. The second is the infrastructure issue. So most people, as you and I would have, one bin that this thing's going to. How do we create the infrastructure so that they're potentially looking at compartments within the bin, or some councils are trying smaller containers for glass, separating that out. So how do we create better infrastructure for sorting at source again at the home level? And the third one is what I talked about, which is, how do we develop a market that is paying good money for what's coming out of the recyclable streams without contamination? And that altogether will mean that we will incentivize less contamination.
For Mr. Mathewson, the biggest change will come once Australians start thinking of their waste as a resource.
We need to look at waste and say, it's not waste, it's actually a resource. There's actually value in that resource. So we need to change our mindset around that. That will change how we can store it, how we can process it, and how we can essentially sell it if it's a resource. We also need to look at it and say it's a resource, and we need to say we need to be reusing that within our kind of procurement, whether it's state, federal or local council. We can look to recycle and reuse a lot of that waste. If you're reusing that in crushed glass for your road base, plastic for your reef, plastic for your oil to run your machinery or run your vehicles. All those types of things can all be recycled and reused. And if we have a broader mandate to allow us to do that, then or a government decision to reuse those things, then that's going to benefit the entire industry. It'll encourage investment and it'll allow the industry to solve a lot of the problems that we currently have.
And that story was by Isabella Guzman.